I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to know you at all. I can't stand it. Have you ever seen a body like this before in your life?
She happens to be my daughter.
Oh, well, then I guess you have.
Coming down?
Yeah. No, seriously, listen, if there's ever anything I can do for you, or more to the point, to you, you let me know, okay?
Can you hammer a 6-inch spike through a board with your penis?
Not right now.
A girl's gotta have her standards.
Susan.
Up in smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs, and sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bummer y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke y todos mis cares go up in smoke.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be. Cause when I'm high, the world's low, don't bother me. When life begins to be one long and dangerous road, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke. All my cares go up in smoke.
huge implications in that last match, and so in this match as well, for the United States Championship. Steiner has rebounded here.
What's the franchise? Oh,
that was a mistake, and Steiner doesn't make many of them. A veteran move by Douglas, seeing Steiner climb through the ropes, using the middle rope.
Goodness. Roll through neck breaker. We said it before, franchise is desperate, but a desperate franchise is a dangerous franchise. Steiner just paid the price. The tide has turned here.
You know, earlier you said you sent some desperation in the franchise, but a desperate franchise, obviously, a dangerous franchise. He has seen a chance now, and he is pulling in all stops, using that cast on that right hand, using every means possible.
Reversal.
To keep Steiner down, but can he do it? You're right. Reversed it, Steiner duck low. Steiner
slammed him in the center. And the crowd in Tupelo is behind the dog-faced gremlin. Oh!
The Steiner line. The acceleration, the strength from the legs, and puts him down, belly to belly.
Boom! Planted him, almost through the canvas.
He's not done yet. He's going up.
This may be it.
I thought maybe the Steiner Bulldog, but no. Oh, the franchise, one step ahead.
The cast on the franchise. He clocked the gremlin right in the face.
Franchiser,
got him.
That should be it.
That cast softened him up, knocked him goofy. The franchiser from the franchise.
One, two,
no.
Little late on the cover. You see the reaction of the franchise.
He can't believe it.
It was his own fault.
Wait a second, he's touching the official. I mean, it's Steiner.
Steiner grabbed him, he's got Steiner. But Steiner's got him, blocked it. Rick Steiner, wild swing and a miss, and an elbow on target. Staggered Steiner. Steiner's got him again. He's got him in a massive bear hug. And the only thing that Shane Douglas can do,
here it is,
Steiner driver.
Got him.
We've got a new champion, if he can cover him right now.
Will Lightning strike twice on Nitro?
One, two, three,
yeah!
Drag me! Welcome to all things Scottish. Our slogan is, if it's no Scottish, it's crap! Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a poster of the guy who played Scotty on Star Trek. You got that?
Oh, aye. James Doohan.
Yeah.
All righty. That'll be $7.22, please. There you go. The machine doesn't work. I'll have to pay you back later, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay, sure.
All righty. Sorry about that.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Rodney! Rodney, get out here and bring some more Scotty posters, would you?
Man, Stuart, why don't you chill, man?
Oh, I'll chill you in a second, sonny Jim. All right, away and sort out them shortbreads, would you? All right, you. But, Rodney.
What's up, man?
I have a question for you. Are you wearing underwear under that kilt?
What? Yeah, of course I'm wearing underwear.
No. You shouldn't wear underwear under that kilt. A real man doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah, well, a real man doesn't wear a skirt.
Oh, how very clever. But I don't know why you'd say something like that, knowing that I might come after you with butchering tools! You're lucky! Welcome to all things Scottish. If it's no Scottish, it's crap! Can I help you?
A friend of mine's Scottish, and he's getting married, so I gotta buy a kilt.
Well, you've come to the right store.
Now, the kilts you have are 100% Scotch kilts, right?
Well, actually, that's Scots kilts. Scotch is a drink. Scots are a people. But we're both quite tasty.
All right, now, in Scotland, do men wear kilts all the time?
Oh, aye, it's a very manly garb.
Yeah, but I like it too.
Come again?
You know what I'm talking about. Hearts, moon, stars, clovers.
Oh, aye. Except what you're talking about is Irish. And I'm, in fact, Scottish. Now get out! Get out, Mr. No can tell the difference between Scotland and Ireland! Get out! I'll be in the back!
Hi. Welcome to All Things Scottish. If it's not Scottish, it's crap!
Hey, is Mr. Stuart Rankin work here?
Yeah, he's in the back. Who should I say is here?
Tell him it's his brother, Ronnie, from Glasgow.
Stuart, your brother's here.
What are you wanting?
Well, I came to say sorry.
Oh, why? You're sorry, are you, after all these years?
Are you going to accept my apology, Stuart?
Now, why should I accept the apology of a greasy bastard like you, you tube?
Okay, fine, you'll be like that, but you'll remember this greasy little bastard's the only brother you got.
Oh, that's no fair. I love you!
I love you, you bastard!
I love you, you bastard!
I love you too. Come on, let's have a drink.
Come again?
Let's break out the Bill's whiskey. Let's have a drink.
That's it, I'll kill you!
Come on, Stuart, come on, man. He's your brother. He just wants to have a drink.
Mind your own business, Rodney. You don't know the whole story. Have a look at this!
Oh, man. It's a nasty scar. What, did he cut you?
No, it's a surgery scar. I gave him one of my kidneys.
And?
And he drinks like a fish. He's always pissed, steaming, drunk. He's gonna ruin my kidney.
It's my kidney now, you bastard.
Boy, and what if I take it back?
What if I smash a brick in your face, you brummy little bugger?
Rodney! Rodney, get my butchering tools. I'm gonna deboard him like a shank.
I hope you got a thirsty mop, lady, because this is gonna be a bloodbath.
You're a dead man!
That's not a very nice way to speak to your only brother.
Oh, that's no fair. I love you!
Stuart, I love you so much, it hurts!
It hurts! I love you! I love you! Ah. I love you! Ditto! Just like in the movie Ghost. All right, perhaps we can have a wee taste of Scotch. It's not going to hurt our kidney too much.
All right, Rooney, let's go. There we go. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Well, give us a wee bit more Scotch than that. None of your wee English measures here, laddie.
That's it. That kidney is mine.
There's no, you Indian giver. It's my kidney, and I've been looking after it just fine. Thank you.
Oh, do you think I'm stupid? I bet by now my kidney's so abused it's starting to look like Sputnik. Spherical, but quite pointy in parts.
Oh, shut your gob, you wee little girl.
Oh, that's it. One lazy ass incision in the small of your back, and away we go, Mr. Kidney.
Oh, yeah, I'll kick you so hard in the groonies, you'll be peeing out your mouth.
Well, at least I've got groonies.
Well, at least I've got a brother.
Oh, no fair. I love you.
I love you.
I love you, but hold on.
Hold on.
Welcome to All Things Scottish. If it's no Scottish, it's crap! Can I help you?
Do you have family tartans?
Oh, aye, we do, hen. And what's your family's name?
Grotowski.
Grotowski? Oh, the Grotowski tartan. From the Vojahodzic clan of tartans, I suppose. Now get out! Get out! Mrs. No can understand her own ethnic background! Get out!
I love you!
Give us a kiss now!
Come on, let's have some fun. came with guns. Stealing is stealing. I've done lots of that. Now reach into my pocket, Padre. Hide your skull pouch in your hat. And let the skinny peons feed upon the fat. It was liberated from some aristocrat, eh? Or you need not bother, cause I am the fox and I go where I want. If heaven ignores me, the devil adores me. Yes, I am the fox and I go where I want. But it don't it seem 100 years ago, before I'd done the mask, I'd done Diego. Now there's only minutes left for the cunning El Zorro. Go fetch my sword, my horse, I'll ride out there. Diablo! Or you need not bother, cause I am the fox and I go where I want. If heaven ignores me, the devil adores me. I am the fox and I go where I want. Disadvantaged, then should I lose this race? Hand to me your deadliest wine, I'll give you back a taste. Before you burn your mug on me, I'll carve mine in your face. You need not bother, cause I am the fox and I go where I want. When Satan annoys me, then heaven employs me. Cause I am the fox and I go where I want to go.
From out of the shadows came a young girl's voice. about going home. She whispered, "Spanish Johnny, you can leave me tonight, but just don't leave me alone." Johnny was sitting on the fire escape watching the kids playing down the street. He called down, "Hey, little hero, summer's long, but I guess it ain't very sweet around here anymore." Jane sleeps in sheets damp with sweat. Johnny sits up alone and watches her dream on, dream on. And his sister prays for lost souls, then breaks down in the chapel after everyone's gone. Jane moves over to share a pillow, but opens her eyes to see Johnny up and putting his clothes on. She says, "Those are manic young boys. All they ever wanna do is fight. Those are manic young boys. Calling through the window, hey, Spanish Johnny, you wanna make a little easy money tonight?" And Johnny whispered, "Good night, it's all tight, Jane.
They gave you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Now that's Lieutenant Diane.
Lieutenant Diane!
They gave you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes, sir, they surely did.
They gave you an imbecile a moron who goes on television and makes a fool out of himself in front of the whole damn country the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes, sir?
Well, that's just perfect. Yeah, well, I just got one thing to say to that. God damn bless America.
I'm The money.
Every penny of it.
The Treasury has agreed to stake you in the game.
Vespa.
I do hope you gave your parents hell for that.
Thank you. Your boss must be well connected. I've never seen so much go out the door so quickly.
Not quite so stylishly. May I ask you where it is?
10 million was wired to your account in Montenegro, with a contingency for 5 more if I deem it a prudent investment. I suppose you've given some thought to the notion that if you lose, our government will have directly financed terrorism. What looks good? So you're telling me it's a matter of probability and odds? I was worried there was some chance involved.
Well, any of you seem to play with the best damn winds.
So that will be what you call bluffing.
You've heard the term. Then you'll also know that in poker you never play your hand. You play the man across from you.
And you're good at reading people.
Yes, I am. Which is why I've been able to detect an undercurrent of sarcasm in your voice.
You'll know short our money is in good hands.
You don't think this is a very good plan, do you?
So there is a plan. I got the impression we were risking millions of dollars and hundreds of lives on a game of luck. What else can you surmise, Mr. Bond?
About you, Miss Lind? Well, your beauty's a problem. You worry you won't be taken seriously.
Which one can say of any attractive woman with half a brain?
True, but this one overcompensates by wearing slightly masculine clothing, being more aggressive than her female colleagues, which gives her a somewhat prickly demeanor. And ironically enough, makes it less likely for her to be accepted and promoted by her male superiors, who mistake her insecurities for arrogance. Now, I'd have normally gone with only child, but, you see, by the way you ignored the quip about your parents, I'm gonna have to go with orphan.
All right. By the cut of your suit, you went to Oxford or wherever. And actually think human beings dress like that. But you wear it with such disdain. My guess is you didn't come from money. And your school friends never let you forget it. Which means you were at that school by the grace of someone else's charity, hence the chip on your shoulder. And since your first thought about me ran to orphan, that's what I'd say you are. Well, you are. I like the spoken thing. And that makes perfect sense. Since MI6 looks for maladjusted young men who give little thought to sacrificing others in order to protect queen and country. You know. Former SAS types with easy smiles and expensive watches. Rolex?
Omega.
Beautiful. Now, having just met you, I wouldn't go as far as calling you a cold-hearted bastard.
Yeah, of course not.
But it wouldn't be a stretch to imagine. You think of women as disposable pleasures rather than meaningful pursuits. So as charming as you are, Mr. Bond, I will be keeping my eye on our government's money. And off your perfectly formed house.
You noticed.
Even accountants have imagination. How was your lamb?
Skewered. On sympathizers.
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
Good evening, Miss Lind.
I am a stranger on your own.
Saw you.